from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Nicole Lappin. Here are some headlines now in the news. First Lady Laura Bush is calling on Myanmar's military rulers to accept aid from the U.S. and from the rest of the world. The State Department says that the military junta has so far refused to allow an American disaster team into that country to assess the damage from the deadly cyclone. Myanmar's government says that the death toll could reach 10,000. Relief workers say that the most urgent need right now is just clean water. Hundreds of thousands of people are homeless. It is the deadliest natural disaster in recent history to hit Myanmar, the country, of course, formerly known as Burma. Iraq's interior minister, meanwhile, is now reporting that 13 people have been killed in fighting in Baghdad, with most of the deaths in the southern city slum. The U.S. military is now saying that it killed 10 militants. Meanwhile, Iran says it will not hold more security talks with the United States until Washington stops what it calls savage attacks in Iraq. There have been three previous rounds of talks. The so-called D.C. madam killed herself to escape going to prison. Police have released Deborah Jean Palfrey's suicide notes in which she called her conviction a, quote, modern-day lynching. She wrote that she was unable to live out a sentence only to leave prison to a, quote, broken, penniless, and very much alone existence. Palfrey hanged herself last Thursday at her mom's home right near Tampa, Florida. Georgia's Board of Pardons and Paroles have just rejected an appeal from a convicted killer scheduled to be executed by lethal injection tomorrow night. William Earl Lund would be the first person put to death that way since the Supreme Court affirmed that lethal injection was a constitutional method last month. Lund was sentenced to die for kidnapping and murdering his former girlfriend in 1988. Today, some Yahoo investors sold off the stock, sending Yahoo's shares tumbling 19% at one point during the day. It comes 2 days after Microsoft withdrew its $46 billion bid to buy the giant internet portal. Microsoft's CEO says that the two sides could not reach a deal. Yahoo had been pressed for a higher price. Both sides were trying to better compete with Google for the billions of dollars in internet advertising revenue. Find out much more on those stories and other news of the day. CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.